This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
A place to find the greatest podcasts from the Motor City. Located at DetroitPodcasters.net.
Welcome to WebX, practical web accessibility tips.
Hello, and welcome to WebX episode 19, Accessible Acrobat Files. Now, to make an accessible PDF or Acrobat file, there's really two things that you're doing. One is the content, and making sure the content is accessible, and the second thing is the structure of the content. And making a PDF accessible, basically what it does is it's easier for to use keyboard shortcuts when you're going through the file, and it supports assistive technology, and like in HTML files, it creates a proper reading order, and you're also, you know, making sure there's alternative text for you know, images and diagrams. Now, to create an accessible PDF more easily, I highly suggest using Office 2000 or higher. And we're mostly gonna, I'm mostly going to talk about, you know, creating an accessible PDF from Microsoft Office, especially Word, because obviously that's going to be the most popular program people are doing this in. And I would also highly suggest upgrading, if you haven't already, to Acrobat 7, which is much better with accessibility features and creating accessibility files. Most of it's pretty much automated and set up already, and you don't need to add any extra plugins or anything like back with Acrobat 5. You had to make download that accessibility make accessible plugin. So if you're stuck with Acrobat 5, then you could go out to Adobe's website and download that. Okay, so some tips for creating accessible PDFs. Basically, you know, garbage in, garbage out kind of theory. If you're in a Word file, use the styles, you know, to make sure you get the correct structure when you convert it to PDF. Use the proper headings, you know, and the paragraphs and all that kind of stuff. And your text will then be structured correctly when you convert to PDF. And of course, if you have images in your Word or PowerPoint or whatever program you're using, you want to put in the alternative text. And the way you do that is you select the image, and then select Format Picture, and in the tabs there, the last tab is called Web, which is basically a dumbing down version of saying alternative text. So in the Web tab, there is one field, and just enter the alternative text there. Another tip is if you create an object, some kind of illustration or whatever from several illustrations, group those together. That way, it'll be one object, just like it's as you're trying to represent. Now, let's see. Just so you know, from a Microsoft Office application, you could change some options there under the Adobe PDF drop-down menu. The fourth and last option there is change conversion settings. So you could go in there and do some interesting things. It's probably going to be set up accordingly as a default, but you could go in there and play around if you'd like. Now, once you've created the PDF, you could do a couple different checks to test it within Acrobat. And one of them is just the automated quick check. And that is, you can run that by selecting Document and Accessibility Quick Check. And it'll run a little it'll have a little pop-up box telling you, you know, if it's if the content is accessible and if it's structured accordingly. Another thing you can do to check the flow of your content is under the View drop-down menu, select Reflow, and it'll render your PDF document kind of like turning off your style sheets. It'll reflow the document according to the way you have the content structured, which would obviously which would also be the way like a screen reader or what have you would go through the content. So there you have it. There's some good key points in making an accessible Acrobat PDF file. There's a couple really good links on the blog for this episode, so I you know, I suggest going there and checking it out. You could one of them is from WebAIM, and there's another link to the Adobe site that has a PDF you could download that's pretty good with some more explanation of this. But great. So that's it for episode 19 in WebAX, and I will catch you in the next episode. Thanks for listening. Visit WebAX at webax.blogspot.com. That's webaxe.blogspot.com. Grab your RSS and Atom feed here. You can also leave a comment or send Dennis an email. The email address is webax@odmag.com. So that's webaxe@odmag.com.